1390 AM a Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Danny O'Brien. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney announced on Sunday that a federal election will take place on April 28th. The campaign period for this election is 37 days, making it the shortest election allowable under Canadian election law. Carney says he called for the election because of ongoing trade disputes with the United States and threats to Canadian sovereignty. Carney's Liberal Party has been surging in the polls, with the newest reporting a close race between them and the Conservative Party. Genetic testing company 23andMe announced their decision to file for bankruptcy on Sunday. This is several months after all seven of the company's independent directors resigned, expressing their frustration over the CEO's attempts to take the company private. The company, which went public in 2021, failed to fulfill specific goals such as turning one-time buyers into subscribers and making a profit. The company also laid off 40% of its workers, which was roughly 200 employees. After the bankruptcy announcement, CEO Anne Wasicki resigned from her position but says she'll remain on the company's board of directors. Former heavyweight boxing champion George Foreman died on Friday at age 76. Born in Houston, Texas in 1949, he grew up in a rough neighborhood, which would eventually inspire him to take up boxing at 17 years old. He would later become an Olympic gold medalist and a two-time heavyweight boxing champion, having victories over big-name fighters like Joe Frazier and Michael Moore. He was also a successful businessman, selling millions of units of his world-famous George Foreman grill. Foreman died peacefully in the comfort of his home and is survived by his wife and 11 children. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hi, welcome back.
What's up? Blood for blood. This is Bikini Broadcast. My name is Ingrid.
And I'm Kaya.
And we're back.
And we're back. We got some good stuff today.
Yeah, we got a good playlist. Sort of like,
we were straying away from 90s a little bit today.
To be honest, but sometimes that's okay.
Yeah, we got some cool 70s stuff, but still got some 90s stuff.
Some new metal. Okay, maybe just one. But if you heard the show before us, they had an awesome new metal show. So
exactly. But we got some chill vibes, some upbeat vibes, some rock. Some new stuff. A song that came out today.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Yeah, two very new cool things, I think.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. So, do you want to play the first one?
Yep. First, you're going to hear Beloved by Luscious Jackson, because my Spotify is still, like, only playing this album after I click on everything. So, I'm like, okay, you know what? Time to play it on the radio, because obviously it's sending me a sign here. And Spotify won't play me anything else. So this is Beloved by Luscious Jackson off their album Electric Honey.
Saw you by the avenue, selling ends and means, full of incidents and when you lied, when you lied, you were such a drag, but I loved you like a advancing sympathetic pharmacy.
straight from hell. Preacher without a prayer for myself.
For you.
was I Live For You by George Harrison.
I've been obsessed with George Harrison lately, which is kind of weird because I'm famously kind of a Beatles hater a little bit. Because, you know, the whole thing where people say, like, every band who was inspired by the Velvet Underground is really cool and, like, innovative, and everyone inspired by the Beatles is kind of, like, not.
That's funny.
I don't know how true it is, but I love the Velvet Underground, so I feel like I heard that. I was like, you know what? They have a point. I love Lou Reed. But I finally admit, just because I've been listening to this album, All Things Must Pass by George Harrison, I'm like, damn, George Harrison is awesome. So we have another one coming up later because why not?
Yeah, George Harrison week.
George Harrison week.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, up next we got
That Day by Poe.
Very cool. And then another Stone Roses song. We played one last week that was Ingrid's pick, and I was like, I gotta throw in my favorite from this album. Bye Bye Bad Man by the Stone Roses. So yep, check them out.
Tomorrow's coming round, a hairpin curve in the road. She's got a run in her stocking, and she's missing the heel of her shoe. Got up this morning, rolled out of bed. I spilled a Diet Coke, called my mother, said hi. What I meant to say was, why is your life a joke? Then I went down to that ugly bar and I clicked my heels 3 times, just like you said, and I climbed that road to your empty house. The anticipation was a turn on, but you let me down. Cause I stood on that empty stoop alone. I said I'm ready for my close-up now, Mr. DeMille. I waited for the light, but it never shone. Well, I wonder what you'll do with that expensive piece of land that overlooks a billion years of history. I have a sneaking suspicion you will never understand. Hey, maybe I'll see you down by the Rocking Bowenkel, and we can talk to that charlatan psychic, and she can paint a prettier picture of your future. It's that day in my life. That day in my life. I dream tomorrow. Tomorrow would have better things to say than you look like shit. What's your problem, bitch? Your legs feel like sandpaper. You can't do anything right. Well, that day never should have taken place. This day in my life still cannot explain why I listened in the first place to you. Oh yeah, something else. I hope one day you call up your father and you have the guts to tell him how he hurt you and how he made you hurt another, 'cause it makes me sad.
Thank you. CJ Lowe is putting on a show. On Friday, April 4th, join us at Maison Montreal for a show celebrating our brand new folk music programming month, New Roots. With sets by local artists Girl With Dream, Hanako, and Holly McLaughlin, you won't want to miss this night of intimate singer-songwriter performances. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, check out CJLO on Instagram at CJLOMTL and at CJLO.com.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
You suck.
You suck more.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you just enjoyed that scream in your ear.
CJLO.
You're
listening to CJLO.
So that was Bye Bye Bad Man by the Stone Roses. And next we're going to hear... Oh, it didn't bleep. And Run by Lister. We have to get an actual bleep button.
Yeah, we've been downloading the bleep app.
Yeah, you guys hear anything about... What do you guys know about the bleep app? You can have a bleep anytime. But yeah, Blank and Run by Liz Phair. Figure it out. And then after that...
Never As Tired As When I'm Waking Up by LCD Sound System.
That hits too hard lately.
It's so good. I know, right?
I'm never as tired
as when I was like... Up. Added like three different songs from the album to the playlist, and then I was like, oh no, it's this one.
Exactly. And then stay tuned because we got some classic college rock and some folk coming up. But yeah, anything else to say, or should we get into Liz Phair?
No, I love Liz Phair. If you like this song, then you should listen to this whole album. And even if you don't like this song, you should also listen to this whole album.
Yes. If you're indifferent, you should listen to this whole album.
So true.
All right. Here you go.
I woke up alone.
same, but still I wanna get on with you tonight. When I was a little boy, I lay down in the grass. I'm sure you feel the same.
Never As Tired As When I'm Waking Up by LCD Sound System. Felt sort of relevant for this week. I don't know. Kay and I were talking about how like everyone's been going through it this week. I don't know, something's in the air, but
yeah, I think the exact words we used was crash out week, which is like a medical term, I think. No,
but yeah. It's Friday, we made it. So
we made it. We're here. And now we're gonna celebrate with a classic of college radio, Pavement. I was saying to Ingrid, it's like, have a radio show without playing Pavement Challenge. Impossible. But yeah, we got Newark Wilder by Pavement. And after that, maybe a new college radio staple, MJ Lenderman with Wristwatch. I've been obsessed with this song, and he's playing a show in May that I'm going to try to go to.
Yeah, you should totally go.
I love him. Like, I think he's awesome. But yeah, pretty much it. So here's Pavement and then MJ Lenderman.
Against you, the rain. I know everybody wants to put you down, but I know everybody's gonna put me down. Won't you? Because I rush to feel you, but I won't set you down. I don't need to, because I rush. Thank you.
She was not the girl next door, but the girl from round the corner. Sat the tail end of grade four when she came to school one morning, and all eyes were upon her as she took her seat. Her name was Amanda, with pretty eyes of green, hair of blonde, strawberry blonde. Springtime and dandelions and summer around the corner. Sat the tail end of a with a million dreams before her. She lived with her mother in an old decrepit house. If there was trouble at home, she kept it to herself for summer long. The strawberry blonde. And by no way to tell, it seemed like all was well in the world. But the neighbors said her mother had lost her will. Gin and sleeping pills, it was no life for a little girl.
Welcome back. You just heard Strawberry Blonde by Ron Sexsmith. Nothing to say about that name. Moving on. I'm kidding. It's awesome. But he's Canadian. And yeah, gotta have some folk stuff.
That's some really Canadian folk. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like all I've been listening to lately. And all I've been doing lately is playing pool with my roommates, which connects to the next song, Magic 8 Ball. By Cub.
Yeah, they're a Vancouver band.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the band is like one of the first bands that Nico Case was in when she lived in Vancouver.
Ooh.
So that's sort of a fun fact.
Very cool.
But yeah, Magic 8 Ball. And then you're going to hear Basement by Swimming, which is a new Canadian album, I think. Pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you're listening to Bikini Broadcast on CJLO 1690.
And here's Magic 8 Ball.
Yeah. Production Nuit d'après invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Cilidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Hey, welcome back. You just heard some ads. You talking to me? Are you talking to me? Because I'm the only one here. That's my favorite movie. Lord Drop. I love Taxi Driver. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Before the break, you heard Basement by Swimming and Magic 8 Ball by Cub.
Yep. Next, we got Faith by Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it's Metal March here at the station. If you couldn't tell by the metal CJLO IDs. So...
This is my middle name.
Faith?
No, Limp Bizkit. I'm kidding, it is Faith.
That was actually really good.
Thank you.
That really got me.
Thanks.
Yeah, so next up, Faith by Limp Bizkit. If you were listening to the show before us, they had a new metal show, and I was like, oh, so true, new metal, Metal March, Limp Bizkit cover of George Michael's Faith. So yeah, if you're listening on like crappy earbuds, I would maybe just give you a warning, but it's super lit, so stay tuned.
And then we have a brand new song that came out today, They're Doom by Blood Estate and Baby Teeth. I've been listening to Blood Estate for a while because they're very, like, I don't even know, like, very shoegazy but distorted and nice. Awesome. And it's a really cool song. And then after that, another George Harrison, I'd Have You Anytime.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll be going from nu metal back into some nice folk again. So don't
Steph,
worry. Don't
you can
worry.
Only get on Bikini Broadcast and CJLO Limp Bizkit to like a super underground shoegaze to George Harrison. So here you go.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, cause I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. It's a song, man, baby, but I'm showing you that door. Run, gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith, baby. I know you're asking me to stay. Stay, beep, 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 don't go away. Cause you're giving me the blues. Baby, you might be all the words you say. Can't help but think of yesterday. And another who tied me down to the love of what could be. For this river becomes an ocean. Before you pick my heart up off the floor. I'm showing you that door. I gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Gotta have faith. Get the fuck up. I gotta have faith.
Heard I'd Have You Anytime by George Harrison, which is exactly how I feel about George Harrison. Sorry.
Anyways. Such a beautiful song, though.
It's so beautiful. I feel like so if chill. I don't get that album on vinyl this summer, I'm not saying I'm going to cause it, but the world is somehow going to end. Oh. So everyone stay tuned for that.
Everyone, you should get Kaya,
someone album send on vinyl, it to me.
Just in case.
Just for the state of the world and like safety of
please,
everyone in
please.
It. Please. But no, it's so good. I'm obsessed with it.
And to end out our show, we're going to have a song that my dad used to play. He used to play this album like all the time, and then I never really registered it. And my roommate played this song like a month ago or something, and I was like, oh my god, this song. And I was like, oh, it's so good. And it's really like perfect when you've been having like a stressful week or just like dreading the end of the world, when that will happen when Kaya doesn't get her vinyl.
Exactly.
But yeah, so this is the end of our show. You've been listening to Bikini Broadcast. This is Do You Realize by the Flaming Lips.
We'll see you next week.